Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 and FY24 earnings call of Best Agrolife Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. The statements are not the guarantee of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. Today, from the management side, we have with us Mr. Vimal Kumar, Managing Director, Mr. Vikas Jain, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. N. Surendra Sai, Head Strategy and Overseas Business. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Vimal Kumar for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good afternoon. Good afternoon to all, and welcome everyone to our Q4 and FY24 earnings call. I appreciate your time today as we discuss our financial performance. This quarter, Best Agrolife reported revenue from operations of ₹135.39 crore and ₹1,873.32 crore for the full year FY24. I would like to open this call starting with the industry landscape and then our business post, which Mr. Vikas shall take you through the financial performance. A few words about the industry landscape. The Indian Meteorological Department predicts this year rainfall at 106% of the long-term average. We anticipate increased demand for our agrochemical product. On the demand side, we anticipate the season to be good and alignment with the expected good farm results. According to the latest data released by the World Trade Organization, India has emerged as the second-largest exporter of agrochemicals globally, a significant leap from being ranked sixth a decade ago. We look forward to improved output globally for agrochemical productions. Our plans for moving to high-value technicals are in alignment with this. India is rapidly becoming a major global manufacturing hub for agrochemicals, driven by low manufacturing costs, affordable labor, highly skilled manpower, and production capacity. As per Modern Intelligence, the India crop protection chemicals market is estimated to reach $2.48 billion by 2024 and $3.13 billion by 2029, with an indicative CAGR of 4.72% from 2024 to 2029. We expect to launch at least four patented specialty products this year as Best Agro. Agrochemicals play a critical role in maintaining crop health and ensuring food security for India's growing population. With increasing pest resistance and rising demand for food due to population growth, the need of effective pesticide has become more pressing. Additionally, this is a growing awareness of the benefits of pesticides in enhancing crop yield. We anticipate upward demand in this sector, especially for safe and effective active and formulations. Since the financial year has ended, I would like to highlight some of the milestones the company has achieved this year, reflecting our commitment to innovation, sustainability, and growth in the agrochemical industry. With regard to our agreement with Syngenta for making Pyroxasulfone, 85% WG, herbicide branded as Movendo. The partnership holds significant promise not only enhance the value proposition of new herbicide within a market value of ₹300 crore, but also boost the generate revenue independently. We anticipate that this product will be instrumental in driving robust growth. We have reached a significant milestone by becoming the first Indian company to manufacture both the active ingredient and the formulation of Pyroxasulfone. The achievement will not only set us apart in the industry, but also enhance our control over quality and supply chain efficiency. Further, our recent acquisition of 99% stake in Kashmir Chemical enhances our manufacturing capacities, positioning us to meet this growing demand effectively and support our farmers in achieving the purchasing season. On another note, in line with our inorganic growth initiatives, we have successfully completed the acquisition of Sudarshan Farm Chemicals. This acquisition is strategic and enhancing our market presence and R&D portfolio. In regulatory advancements, we are proud to announce that Best Agro received 93 and 94 patents in all, which is a testament of our commitment to R&D and registration expertise. Additionally, we have embraced sustainability through our recent tie-up for 3 megawatt solar energy at our Gujarat plant. This green initiative is projected to save us 33% on energy cost, reaffirming our pledge to clean energy and environment stewardship. Our innovative edge continues to be recognized as Best Agro Life secured patent for our groundbreaking products like Tricolor, Shutdown, Orisulam, and Defender. Throughout April 24, we launched over 6 products, including our one more patented formulation. Earlier, we have in FY23 we have launched one, and this FY24 we have launched one another one. In FY25, we will be launching 4 new patented products. So total will be 6 products till FY25. Lastly, we have taken a significant step forward in our digital transformation journey with our SAP S/4HANA Greenfield implementation. This upgrade marks a pivotal move to enhance our operational efficiency and better serve our customers through advanced technology. And we are also in a process of app for dealers and distributors who is with the Best Agro. First for the distributor and dealer, and then for farmers, we will also launch this app. We have millions of data for the farmers, data of the million of farmers who are using our product already. For that, this app will be very useful. I want to emphasize that despite anticipated industry challenges, we are confident that our unique portfolio will provide significant protection, mitigation, potential impacts to a considerable extent. Now, I hand over to our Mr. Vikas Jain to elaborate on our financial performance for the quarter and full year. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Vijay. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us here today. Just to reiterate, as Vijay had already mentioned, revenue from operations for Q4 stood at rupees 135 crores compared to 254 crores in Q4 of FY23. This represents a year-on-year decline of 46% due to an unexpected seasonal failure in early quarters of FY24, as against the normal season conditions in the same period last year. This led to a lower than expected sales coupled with an unexpected increase in the sales returns. In terms of profitability, our Q4 FY24 EBITDA recorded a loss of 67 crores against a profit of 7 crores in Q4 23. Furthermore, our Q4 FY24 PAT stood at a loss of rupees 72 crores compared to a loss of 8 crores in Q4 FY23. These losses were primarily driven by price erosion, unfavorable seasonal conditions, and higher OPEX due to our investments in the brand building. For the year ended March 31, 2024, revenue from operations grew by 7% to rupees 1873 crores compared to 1746 crores in FY23. This growth was mainly due to a significant growth in the branded sales compared to the previous corresponding period. However, our FY24 EBITDA was rupees 225 crores, down by around 28% from rupees 313 crores in FY23. This decline is attributed to our shift in business strategy from institutional sales to branded sales, resulting in higher employee costs and other expenses. The increase in employee costs is due to our strategic investment in manpower to expand the dealer network. Additionally, other expenses have also increased due to incremental travel and marketing expenses. Despite these challenges, our company has managed to sustain itself and continue to focus on growth by shifting our strategy from institutional sales to branded sales. Branded sales have demonstrated a significant growth potential, exhibiting an increase of over 100% compared to the previous year. This shift is expected to positively impact our top line and bottom line in the coming fiscal year as well. While we have not experienced significant price this year on our products, it is important to recognize that such pressure might exist in the market. I would now like to hand it over to Mr. Surendra Sai to take us through the international business updates.
Thank you, Mr. Vikasji. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. I am happy to provide you with some insights into our ongoing international business expansion efforts just before we commence the Q&A session. Currently, at Best Agrolife, we stand at the threshold of entering into international markets. We have formulated a clear strategy for a long-term sustainable growth that takes into consideration the changes in the global market dynamics. I would say while it is early stages, our primary focus lies in leveraging our portfolio of specialty and patented products. And these have been pivotal in our success so far in India, and we hope to replicate a similar success abroad. In anticipation of this endeavor, we have been finalizing the countries and regions where our products can yield significant value and margin. We have been filing for patents abroad, and as of now, we have applied for 10 patents across 64 countries. In addition, we have commenced our registration work in multiple geographies. We have been focusing on the Far East, parts of Africa, and also in Europe. We have already opened our holding company in Mauritius, and we look forward to opening multiple international subsidiaries in this year. We hope and look forward that these foundational steps will yield results for the years to come. That's all from our end, and we can now take questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We'll take our first question from the line of Pradeep Rawat from Yogya Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is regarding our revenue top-line figure for this quarter. It declined very sharply for this quarter, and you mentioned a reason for this, that is seasonal failure. So can you elaborate on that? What is this seasonal failure that has resulted in such sharp drop in top line figure?
Yeah, Mr. Pradeep. Actually, this main reason for the quarter four, which has declined a lot, because we are into the business, earlier we are into the business of mainly B2B business. Now we are moving to B2C business. And B2C business, this year we have done almost 60% of total our revenue. And generally, this fourth quarter, it is a placement time, but this last year, this financial year, if you are talking, this financial year, at the last, because of the supply chain pressure, because of oversupply from the China, that has been done, the oversupply from them. And the price has reduced drastically from last, if you see from August is dropping, like August to March, it was dropping a lot. So nobody was, you know, want to keep that stocks, like distributor and dealer. So that is the main reason where we have, you know, this fourth quarter very weak for the sales.
So earlier we have conducted business in B2B mode and now we are shifting toward B2C.
Yes, this is the one of the reasons.
So why this shift? Did we lost contract with some of our customer or it is like our strategy?
It is our strategy only because now we have our own patented molecules. So we want to develop them in a longer way. That's our strategy decision.
Okay. So since given our like very bad results this quarter and you said that there were market conditions that was the reason. So what gives us confidence to achieve like 20% kind of growth this year?
Yeah. Of course, whatever the stress you can see in the fourth of quarter, you will see in the next coming quarter, which is going on now, the first quarter and second quarter, definitely it is very good because before starting the season, if there is something like last year, it was, you know, before starting the season, the market was very high. Even prices were very high. So that is coming in the end of the year, the resulting start. But if you see the, this year, already price was lower before the starting the season. So that's why fourth quarter was not good. But of course, that effect will come in the first and second quarter, which will you can say it will be very, very good, I can say.
So when are you seeing that the market will pick up and we can like kind of going to achieve this guidance that you have given?
Yeah.
From, like, second quarter, third quarter like that.
Sorry, did you get your question? Can you repeat?
Yeah, you are saying that the market is at like very low right now. So when are you expecting this market to bounce back and like go in a pathway that will yield the 20% growth target that you have given?
Yeah, Mr. Pradeep, what your question? Actually, you are asking for the market is low. Actually, I was explaining you. So quarter four market was low. Now it is a quarter one for FY25. This is going already it's changed. It has been changed from April, May, and now it is changed entirely. And I hope that this first quarter will everything pick up, which is the fourth quarter we are losing.
Okay, fair enough. And my second question is regarding our capex that we are doing. Like, what is the capex outlay? I think that's 200 crore. And where are these capex going into?
So, Mr. Pradeep, for the respect to capex, earlier we had said that we had a plan of close to 200 crores last year, which was our projection that set for 2 years. But as the last 6 months have been bad for this industry, we have put our capex a little bit on hold, and the capex would be reviewed again in next 2-3 months, wherein we have our cash flow there. Once it is eased out fully, that is the time we'll again decide the capex plan for next year. So as of now, capex is on hold, but yeah, what we are expecting is the cash flow will ease out drastically next 3 months, and then we'll be preparing the fresh capex for next year.
So we have not incurred any capex right now.
FY24, we have incurred close to 50 crores. From April till now, not much of this capex has happened, but it will be taken, decision will be taken in the end of July or so.
Okay, thank you. That's all from my side. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, would like to remind participants to press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Siddharth Gadekar from Equirus. Please go ahead.
So, hi, sir. So, first, coming to Ronfen, in the presentation, we have highlighted that the market size for this product is around 8,000 crores, and in the opening remark, we have said the Indian agrochemical market is roughly around $2.4 billion. So how does a single product be that big in the overall scheme of things?
Yeah, hello, Mr. Siddharth. You are asking about the Ronfen market size of 3,000 crore. Is it correct? Market size is not 3,000 crore for the Ronfen. Maybe we have
8,000 crores. Yes.
Yeah, 8,000 crore is a market size, not for the Ronfen. Market size is the for the second test is the 8,000 crore, which we have said in our segment. 8,000 crore is the market size for the second test segment, and this is the very good and ideal product, Ronfen, which is going in the second test segment. The segment is 8,000 crore. Ronfen market is not 8,000 crore.
Okay. So in terms of Ronfen, can you give some color on what kind of sales have you achieved in FY24 as you were expecting this product to relatively do much better than the industry?
Yeah, definitely. In fact, any product when we launch, like this, the Ronfen is the first product in FY23 we have launched. FY24 was the second year. Now it is in the third year. So any product which is really very good. So first year, anyhow, because we have to develop that product, farmer has to understand what is that product, any of the product when we launch, and especially patented molecule where we have three-way combination, where we give the one-source solution to the farmer, there again we have to, farmer has to understand this kind of chemistry is working or not. So we can say the first year is a trial year for the farmer, still we got, you know, 150 crore of sales. Again, the second year completed, we have got, you know, 250 crore of the sales. So which is, according to us, which is very good sales. According to Pest Agro, because this 250 crore in just second year for any new molecule is a big sale. But definitely the way it is growing, we are hoping in next 5 years, this will be a big molecule as Ronfen.
Okay, so got it. So, and secondly, in terms of our inventories, when we look at our balance sheet, are we still carrying any high-cost inventory or we are broadly done now with the high-cost inventory?
Yeah, we are already done now, but definitely in the first quarter and second quarter, whatever the inventories are there, numbers will be very less in the second quarter end for the inventory.
Okay, so got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Deepak Poddar from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm audible, sir.
Yeah, Mr. Deepak, please.
Yeah, thank you very much, sir, for this opportunity. So just one, I just wanted to understand, you mentioned that this April and May market has changed. So we just wanted to dwell more on into it. So what has exactly changed? Has the pricing improved or the pressure that you are seeing from China because of which the pricing were going down or how is the demand scenario? So can you throw some more light? So what has changed exactly? Which is giving you the confidence?
In our commentary, what we said, it is not that directly it is impacting any of the global circumstances to get there, because mainly we are shifting to B2C business and our patented IP. So if in that case, it is not very directly, we can say the market will go down, so our performance will be down, market will go up, and our performance directly will go up. In fact, we are in a better position than others because of our IP. But I said, you know, in the first FY23, we have launched one patented. Then second FY24, we have launched our second patented. And this year, we are going to start 4 more new patented molecules, which is a very big thing for us as a Best Agro, because in the Indian industry, in 3 years, 6 products, which we have to do, that is something different. Of course, what your question is a little bit different, and that I would say because of the, you know, the, how we can say the April, May and June. Of course, this is the season time for us, placement time for us, and for herbicide, mainly it is the consumption of the products at the farmer level also. So in that way you will see, and I said in my commentary also, the IMD also have predict that 106% of this rainfall is coming, and every day we see, you know, how it is going on. If rains will come, so at least in India, you would say 25 to 30% more crops will be there, apart from irrigations.
Okay.
So that is also one of the reasons. And other reason is our patented molecule, which we are launching. Like one we have already launched in April, which is Orisulam. The another we are launching in June, that is the Defender. So each 2 months we are launching one crop according to the season time.
Okay. So, given that you have said this year we are looking at 20% revenue growth, right?
Yeah, 20% revenue growth.
And have you said anything on the margin front? How are we looking at the margin this year?
Definitely, we will try to 20% or so EBITDA. We will try to get it.
20% EBITDA margin, 20% revenue. So, I mean, this first quarter itself, I mean, April, May, June, that you are saying it's a season. So on a YOY grid, basis, can we expect that this 20% growth run rate to be seen in first quarter itself?
I cannot say very directly it will be like this way only, but we are hoping this will be in the first quarter also.
Hoping, because ideally we are already 2 months into this first quarter, right? April and May, and you would be very sure of the trend that you must have seen is this in this first 2 months.
Definitely, things are very positive in the same direction which we are talking, in the same direction it is going on, and we are hoping means we are confident that will be there, 20% growth and near about 20% growth margin in the first quarter itself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how is the situation of the pressure from China? I understand that it might not affect you directly, but in general, from the industry perspective, how are you looking at?
In fact, it is according to the, we cannot say directly for the entire 100% industry, but definitely there is a 70%, 60% of effect will come to the industry also, because now it's the season time. In fact, whatever the Chinese prices from, you can say, October to March, that is impacting to now. But if now any changes is coming, so it is the season time in India from April to September, main season time. So I don't think so directly anything will be happen, anything will be drastically affected to any of the company in the industry.
Okay. But
time is over for China, because China what has to do by March only they have to do. After that, there is no time left. Directly, they can impact the market that much.
They can impact, but in general, I mean...
Mr. Poddar, may I request you to join back the queue, please, as we have other participants waiting.
Yeah, sure. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Prateek Kothari from Unique PMS. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. Thank you, sir. Sir, can you highlight what kind of inventory write-off that we took this quarter? And how much of that high-cost inventory is still lying in our books, which you said we'll use it over the next 2 quarters?
Yes, Mr. Prateek. See, Mr. Prateek, so presently, as of March, we had close to 950 crores of inventory. This inventory would be liquidated in next 6 months as we see the season will pan out. So high-cost inventory, most of it will get consumed during this season. So our new purchases are happening at low prices because the prices are at rock bottom and in fact increasing a little bit in China. So there will be some inventory which is there, which is high cost, but it will be liquidated now. And whatever our new purchases are averaging all the high cost inventory. And this situation is across entire industry, not just with Best Agro. So this next 6 months, the entire inventory, whatever we had from earlier period, will get exhausted.
Right. So given that we have this high-cost inventory still lying, which will use our 6 months, I think so, and the prices you said are at rock bottom, so how do we get this 20% margin that we spoke about for the year or even say for the first, second quarter?
So the best part is we have most of our products which are patented products. The issue comes more where we are selling generic products. The overall generic portfolio in our listing is close to 20% only. So that's the only portion where it hits us. But rest of the products where our prices, where we are selling patented products, there we are able to maintain the same level of prices. So there we are not raising the prices. So for those 20%, obviously there's an issue, and there's some differentiated product might have lesser issue than the generic. But that's the reason we are confident that we are going to get that range of EBITDA.
Right. And sir, we have mentioned that we shifted from institutional products to branded. Can you highlight what is that mix currently? What was it last year, and what is it that we're doing? Because we also spoke about there are some cost setting currently when it comes to investing for this branded product.
So when I said March 23, our breakup was close to 30%, 70%. 30% was branded and 70% was institutional. and presently it is close to, I can say, more than 50%, close to 60% branded and 40% institutional.
Correct. And then this, at least in today's sizing scenario, we would expect this to continue.
Going forward.
Yeah, this will improve more, it will be more than and we are hoping this will be 70%. Because we are, again, I'm repeating, we are, more product, new patented molecule we are launching this year.
Thank you. Last, this CTPR and Ronfen, what are the sales number this year?
Ronfen is 250 crore. This is for the FY24, which we are talking. And for CTPR, our sales is around 145 crore with the CTPR sales.
Anything to highlight here, sir, for CTPR? I mean, business of the year is a much better number. So anything which didn't play out?
For CTPR, we are not focusing too much about the CTPR solo formulation. This is with one MNC company. They are the brand leader in that. And of course, we are doing, which is the number I'm telling you, 145 crore. There is two formulations, one in TR and other was in the SC formulation. But we are focusing on the product where we are using CTPR in our patented molecule, where we have three-way combinations in which there is a one product to CTPR. Like we are launching now one more product, which is CTPR, Novalrone, and Imamectin. So in that also we are using CTPR. That way another molecule is also coming in next year. That way we are also adding CTPR. So we are using CTPR in our IP portfolio rather than the solo. We are not promoting that much. That is our main. That was our main target, which we are doing in this FY25.
Correct. Thank you, and all the best, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. Next question is from the line of Abhijit Mitra from Ioneers Alpha Investment Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. I hope I'm audible.
Yeah.
So just a couple of questions. First on the receivables, I think post H1 or September results, we could see receivables at around 1,000 crores plus. Now it has come down to around 450 crores or thereabout. If you can draw a bridge as to how you could achieve this reduction.
Yeah, Mr. Abhijit, since this is seasonal business, there is a movement of receivables which is different at different times. So presently, whatever you see for 460 crores or so, this will further reduce as we go into the season, because obviously the dealers would want to close all their earlier balances before they start buying the new products. So this will further improve in next quarter, and only from, I can say, August or September, this will go up, because that is seasonal effect which happens every time. From August and September going up to December, it is the highest in our industry. And from now going up to June, July, it will be the worst. I hope that answers.
Okay, but just to understand, so since this is a first half heavy business, what I could, what we could witness is the last year, as you achieved almost 300 crores plus of sales in the first half itself, the receivables got bloated up all the way up to 1,000 crores plus. When H1 of this fiscal comes, and you're expecting a good first half, I'm guessing, because you're giving a 20% growth for the full year, what steps are you taking to ensure that this kind of bloat up of receivables doesn't happen again?
Yeah, definitely, because I again mentioned the same thing. Because we have our so many changes already have in the system, like the mainly product portfolio that is coming new product. Again, it is a 4 patented molecule and 3 more products, which is very exclusive for the for this FY25. One is the Topramezone. This is first year for us, and this major sales in the fourth quarter. The company, you know, so we are the first indigenous manufacturing in India. After before that, one MNC company is importing that. Now we are the company, you know, we are the first indigenous manufacturing of propranolol. So these kind of products, which we are ensuring, not only for the FY25, for the coming years also.
But to add, Mr. Abhijit, this increase in dealer, increase in the receivable balance also last year was higher because of the seasonal failure. Generally, what happens is if the season is good, the money flows right from the farmers to dealers and to the companies is much faster. And also, we are already in the process of working around various dealer financing programs wherein we hope that we onboard a lot of dealers and get money as fast as possible. Thank you.
Okay, and has any factoring been resorted to take the receivables off the book?
No, not major as of now, but this would be starting from, say, next month onwards, from mid-June onwards.
Okay, and second question is on inventory. So inventory days, you know, if we look at over the last few years, have gone up from, say, less than 100 days to almost 190 days now. 21, 22, 23, 24. So this cycle, when do you think you can break this cycle and, you know, we get to see a more normalized level of inventory coming through? Because, you know, as the cycle remains very volatile, the industry remains very volatile in terms of prices, this kind of high inventory days will eventually lead to, you know, write downs.
As you rightly mentioned, for this industry, the cycle is generally a little difficult and volatile because it all depends upon the seasonal condition. But this part, with us, is okay, we are a growing company. We can say that this is just about the second year where we are entering full-fledged into our dealer business model. So it could be little higher because as we penetrate higher, we need to ensure that the inventory is covered to the period and design time and it should be available. This one season where we expect that it should be a good season, this one season will take care of all the inventory issues that we had possibly in the last 2 years. So we all hope that the season will be good and the inventory takes care of the season takes care of the inventory itself.
Got it. Yeah, that's all from my side. Thanks and wish you all the best.
Thank you, Mr. Abhijit.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Gagan Tareja from ASK Investment Manager. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes.
Good
afternoon, sir. So my first question pertains to the acquisition of Sudarshan Farm Chemicals. So 30 crore turnover company for which you paid almost 130 crores. And, you know, there is a common board member on your company and this company. So in a way, you know, there's some related party reference. So just trying to understand, you know, how did you arrive at, you know, that sort of a valuation, almost 4x sales. And what was the reason or rationale to acquire this company?
So, Mr. Gagan, thanks for the question. So, Sudarshan, till last March 23, it had close to 30% turnover. But March 24, we are going to end up with close to more than 200 crores of turnover. So, it's around 250 crores. So, effectively, we are paying just half of the turnover valuation. And also, the cash flow for this is minimal because after assessing for all the liabilities and all, we are just about paying close to 10 crores. So, first party, the 30 crores was of 23, but for March 24, the turnover is close to 250 crores. So, it's a very reasonable valuation. It's exactly in the similar kind of business, brings about a lot of dealer strength along with IT, technical products, and manufacturing strength. So, the valuation is at much reasonable valuation than if you compare with March 23 numbers, obviously it doesn't match.
So what was the reason for this very sharp jump in turnover from 30 crores to, you know, because if you, the history that you have given for that company, it was a last 3 years, 60 crores, 40 crores goes to 30 crores in 23, and then suddenly 30 crores goes to 250 crores. How did that happen? And secondly, what is the operating margin and working capital profile?
So first question, I'll answer, Mr. Gavin. In this first question, you're talking about how the jump is there from 30, 60 to 250 crore. In fact, what Sudarshan has did, Sudarshan is very old name for the farmer because they have very, very old product like farmer used to say the Sukatyon, one of the products which is very popular like in the farmer for the particular product, the Sukatyon, and there are many, many products. So this is actually these brands are for 40, 50 year old, 40 year old brands. So 40 year old brand, now the farmer knows very well. But maybe Sudarshan management don't have much interest to do this business for the agrochemical. That's why they were not very much interested in last 5 or 7 or maybe 10 years. I don't know the exact number of years, but maybe 5, 7, 10 years. But now when we came into the picture, so definitely we were talking to them from last 5, 6 months. And what they did, you know, they were very aggressive. They want to do some strategic, some they want to do, but we propose them that we can take over your company, but there is no strategically we can do anything else. So that's why we came into this. And about the number, Mr. Vikas will.
So with respect to the numbers, till March 24 when we acquired, Sudarshan had losses because obviously they were not able to have this supply chain benefits what Best Agro had. So they were close to a bit of minus 10% on 250 crores. But based on our projection, what we see is because we have the capability and we have the supply chain benefit what we can bring on to Sudarshan, our expectation is that we'll have anywhere EBITDA levels of close to 25%, which is more than what Best Agro does on its own. So this will obviously be a much higher benefit what we get from Sudarshan. Because what we bring is the supply chain benefits to Sudarshan, which earlier they didn't have.
And this year we are hoping more than 400 crore rupees revenue itself for Sudarshan only.
Okay. So basically you are saying that there will be a change in the gross margin profile because of procurement efficiency that Best Agro can bring to their in Sudarshan benefits. Is that possible?
Yes, Mr. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Gagan. I just wanted to add a couple of lines about our Sudarshan acquisition. The acquisition has allowed us two great advantages, and I would say that this acquisition was at a very fair valuation for us at least. The first one is that in addition to the fact that old and well-renowned trade names which we have already acquired, like for example, as Mr. Gagan called Sudarshan, now we are able to leverage the distribution network of Sudarshan and we are building upon that. That's what is one part about it. The second part about it is that Sudarshan also had a very good R&D center and had a very capable team and portfolio of backward integration of technicals. Sudarshan was not able to leverage or capitalize on this particular fact. And the reason was that they were not able to invest or be able to develop a technical plant. So there is a complementary synergy that we are bringing into the picture. We are helping them with our own product. We are helping them with our ability to expand the brand network. In addition, what they were lacking in terms of a technical production facility, we are helping them with that. And we are also being able to get a very good IP portfolio. And backward integration of technicals is something which is going to help us in the long run. So all in all, this is a very strategic and a very relevant acquisition for us.
And if I then adjust...
Mr. Tareja, you know, I request you to join back the queue, please, as we have other participants waiting.
Just a related question, and I will be through if it's okay with you.
So my question
is that if I then, you know, back out 250 crores of sales from your reported top line for the year, then essentially excluding Sudarshan, Best Agro own portfolio hasn't really grown year on year, right? If you could, I mean, give us some idea of what actually, how to think of, you know, the top line being flat in terms of volume movement, in terms of price movement, it would help. And secondly, on Pyroxa cell phone, you start supply to Syngenta this year. So what are the prospects for Pyroxa cell phone? Thanks, and I'll get back in.
So, Mr. Gandhi, you are asking for FY24 with respect to price and volume movements?
Yes, sir. That's what I'm asking.
So, for FY24 compared to 23, our increase, so there is a price erosion of close to -6%, which is the reason you see our yearly gross margin has gone down from 28% to 24%. However, the volume growth has been close to 37% in our existing products, 17% increase on our new products, and this increase, which is majorly because of the increase in the branded business, because we are concentrating more, we have reduced our bulk business to that extent. So overall, effectively, you see only 7% increase in revenue, but if you bifurcate business between bulk and listing, we have grown by 37% volume in our existing products in branded business, and 17% are the new products. So close to more than 55% coming in branded, and there is a little reduction in the bulk because of the conscious decision we have taken.
And on Pyroxa cell phone, how should we think for FY25?
Yeah, Pyroxa cell phone definitely will increase some market, but definitely more care will come in the coming year, then some price correction will be also there. So, but still the market size will increase for sure for this product.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr.
Gurian. Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Anil Kumar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. So I'm looking at the balance sheet, and there is a goodwill item and intangible asset of roughly like 70 crore odd for goodwill and intangible asset. So what are these and how these have come up again? What are these for the in CapEx which has gone into it? The other question is on the last year, Ronson and CTPR have contributed roughly 400.
Kumar, I'm sorry to interrupt. Can you use your handset mode, please? Your voice is not very clear.
Sure, ma'am. I'm so sorry.
Yes,
sir,
please.
So last year, though, Ronson and CTPR had contributed 400 CR to the top line, which meant sales. Now, in this year, you are saying like roughly like 2,200 odd would be the sales. So what would be the contribution from Ronson and CTPR into this? And the goodwill question, obviously. These two are my two questions. Thank you.
Okay. First, I'll answer your second question. Then we will answer your first question. Mr. Anil, your first question is for Ronta and CTPR. In fact, the 400 crore, more than 400 crore or near 400 crore we have achieved this year in financial year 24 for both the product. And again, our strategy, actually I have to repeat, earlier question also I have said the same way. The Ronfen, it is a growing molecule, which is we are in the third year of the Ronfen, and we are hoping this year it will be give us very good margin and sales for the Ronfen. And for CTPR, we are going with the combinations, which are our unique combination, patented formulation, in which we are, we have CTPR formulation with other molecules also. There are three CTPR formulations, which will be our exclusive and our patented. Out of the three CTPR formulation, one we are launching this year, and another will be launched in FY26. So each year we have very good product with the CTPR. That is our strategy in the future of CTPR. And Ronfen, definitely it will organically grow because this is very fantastic molecule. We are getting very good response. In second year, we are at 250 crore, so we can say it will grow in a very good numbers. In the terms of number also, it will be very good, Ronfen. And now your first question, Mr. Vikas will answer.
So,
with respect to intangibles and goodwill, so this is majorly coming because of the two acquisitions which we did this year. One is the Technical Chemicals and the other is the Sudarshan. So we had taken various assets including trademarks and customer relationships from Sudarshan, and there was goodwill which also happened from both these acquisitions. So that's the reason these two numbers are there as compared to March 23. Thank you.
Other question that I can put in, so your sales number and ultimately the cash flow number, there, I mean, I understand that there is a lot of inventories and probably what is called cash receivable is there. So just trying to understand if there has there been some sales return or write off from the cash receivable has happened over a year.
Mr. Anil, your voice is not audible. Are you saying that?
Sorry.
If I understand correctly, what you are saying is all the sales return has been taken care, or are we expecting further? Is this your question?
Is there any write-off in the cash receivables that has happened, or do you expect any write-off into that?
No, so we don't have major write-offs. Generally, this business has a bad debt ratio of say close to less than 1% or 0.5% of business. So we are in the same kind of ratio, and there is no major write-off which has happened.
And there is no sales return as well. I mean, whatever the sales has been booked, you are getting the cash against that. That is my understanding, right?
Definitely. Whatever the sales return was there, that happened in the last year only, I mean with the financial year only, financial year 24, but now there is nothing to be get return, for sure.
Okay. One last question, if I can ask you. So from the China perspective, which all molecule is the worst hit, or kind of where you are most impacted out of it? I mean, can you let us know as to what would be the impact to the company, and which all molecule is the most impacted molecule from your perspective?
In fact, mostly which are we are importing from China, or industry importing from China, that is these technicals we are talking about, that is already very competitive price, and if price reduced directly, it affects to the Indian industry. But to us as a Best Agro, in fact, it's for the raw material majorly, not for the technical directly. Which we are raw material we are purchasing from China. If that is reduced, so it is actually, in another way, if you will see, that is benefit to the Best Agro. Because our major product which we are selling, that is our exclusive molecules. That is our patented, either our exclusive molecules, which I am talking about, Topramizone and other products. That is our advantage to the cost, if we talk about, if the price has reduced. Last year, it was not advantage for us, because when we purchase, after that, this all, get down, the prices came down. But now, if you see in this year, prices were down when we are buying, when we have purchased from, you can say, September to March, whatever we have, buy, that all prices has a down prices, and now you will get the advantage for that prices for this year, in the first quarter and second quarter.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Best of luck for the future.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sumit Joshi from HNI. We request participants, due to lack of time, please restrict your question to one at a time. Mr. Joshi, please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, Mr. Sumit, please.
Yeah. There are two, three things here. One is with respect to, there was about 6 months back, your ratings got derated, if I'm not wrong, right? On the basis of which credit is basically pulled up. Now, I understand that the explanation that was given was that you're launching new products, and subsequently a very similar thing to what you said today. The same thing was done in the last con call also, that there are new products that are coming in for this particular season. And because of that, and everyone was warning that there is a lot of China pressure, and because of that, the sales, and the pricing on the sales will have an impact. But I think the management looked very confident that those new products will help you overcome those challenges. And I think the guidance that was given was that maybe not in the third quarter, but by the fourth quarter, we'll be able to maintain the guidance that we had given. It's documented. Now, there are two questions here. One is, what went wrong with these new molecules that were supposed to be launched? Second thing is, with respect to the credit rating, the understanding was that probably Q3 and Q4 would be better, and post that there would be a revision in the rating. Now that Q3 and Q4 again have not been very good and in fact have been in loss, do you see a material impact on a further de-rating when it comes to Best Agrolife?
So, Mr. Sumit, with respect to rating, what I want to say is that because obviously there are cash flow issues, and as I said, it's almost, we are a growing company, so we had to make investments on our inventory, on our receivables, on our OPEX. So that was the reason that we touched the peak of our cash flow, and then our bank loan and everything were at fully utilized level. And the additional part to it was that there was a seasonal failure to it. So with respect to rating, we have been continuously discussing with the...
Please hold on. Help me understand, the seasonal failure would not have happened in the last 1 month or 2 months, right? This is something that was coming.
It happened in the last 6 months.
Right, absolutely. It happened in the last 6 months, right? Not last 1 or 2 months. So I am saying, if you go back to the con call that happened 6 months back, the very tonality of that was, we know there is a challenge, but because we are coming up with new products and a lot of other things that we are doing, we'll be able to manage this. And there was also a promise on helping reduce the overall the cash flow cycle and the working capital cycle, but that's the secondary point. The more important point is that the same thing was said, that everybody knew there is a problem, but if you go back, you can listen to the commentary, it's documented. What it was said was that there are new products coming in for the new season, and we will be able to manage it. And that. And you can see the guidance was given according to that. It's documented. I'm not saying that there's something, I'm not saying out of the ordinary. Now, my question here is, please listen to the question. My question here is, what went wrong that despite being so confident that suddenly things changed? And it was not only 6 months, I think about 2 or 3 months back also, when a lot of people did a cross-check with the company, the thing was that maybe not in Q3, but the product would be ready by Q4, and Q4 would be better. And again, it did not happen. And the third question here, specifically with respect to the credit rating, the answer that was given was, we've taken time from the credit rating agency, and we had assured them that our revenue profile and our margin profile will gradually improve in Q3 and Q4, and after that, they are going to do a revisit. Now, where do we stand with respect to all these three things is what I'm asking.
Yeah, so Mr. Sumit, I was trying to come to exactly that point, that we are into seasonal business. So Q3 is basically the kharif season, which is from July to September, and say October to December. The rabi season, we were still hopeful, because obviously if there are some shortfalls in kharif season, there is chances that we are able to sell good products in rabi season. But rabi also itself was a failure. So we are not like an FMCG company wherein we can give a projection and then ensure that we are achieving at 90-95%. But because of the seasonal factor, Rabi was bad.
Hold on, please. It's not a 95% achievement. The deviation is huge. I can understand that it's a seasonal business and there will be variations. The projections were not given by me. The projections were given by the company. And the second thing that I'm talking to, the projections were not missed by a delta of 0.5% or 10% from an indication of a profitability of around 30% with EBITDA margins being greater than 20%. We've gone into losses. So it's not a deviation of 5% is what I'm saying. I understand absolutely. But the deviation is not 5%.
Yes, Mr. Sumit. Once we have shared our direction, that was the FY23, when we were in the FY23, that time we have given the direction. For the FY24, the beta margin will be around 20%, and always we give the direction which we planned. But when season failure or some unavoidable circumstances which we cannot control, climate, because we are the industry of agrochemical, where everything depends on the crop
depends on the weather. There is many changes. And of course, we have different challenges also, which we are mentioning to you. So of course, we have different challenges that we are mentioning to you.
Sir, again, what about year back? What I'm saying is, it's the same thing that was said 6 months back and again 3 months back.
No, 3 months back, we didn't say this way. What we said? Mr. Sumit?
Yes, tell me. Please, I'm there.
Yeah, yeah. What we said in last quarter earning call?
Last quarter you did not have earning call, sir. The last earning call that you did was 6 months back. Please correct me if I'm wrong.
Absolutely correct.
Correct. So you can look at what the guidance and the clarifications that were given there. I don't want to repeat them again. You can go back and see that there was a lot of positivity that despite all these things, things will improve despite everyone warning. So as Sir said that projections cannot be given, I am saying the projections did not come from me. I did not give those projections. Projections have come from the company. And the second thing is, even let alone if the con call was not done or whatever that was, which I feel was a very poor management practice, ideally in tough times, management should come forward and do con calls. My second point is, even when there were two and close to which there is a lot of effort, after writing to
your... Mr. Joshi, may I request you to rejoin, please, as we have few participants in the queue.
So I think this is an important question for everyone that is there. Okay, if you don't want to answer it, that's fine. No problem.
I just quickly say what we understand and what we're trying to answer is that yes, we have given projection and yes, it is given by management only. And yes, for future also, we are going to give the projection. Now, assuming that we are, IMD says that it's a good projection for next year, according to that, we'll work because we'll have to produce the inventory much before the season, right? So last year also, 6 months back when management gave the projection, obviously we're expecting a good end of Kharif and a good Rabi between the December to February. But unfortunately, the Rabi season also was one of the bad, if you can read various reports or other agri-input companies, almost all companies in agri-input have been very, the profits have gone down by 50 to 90%. And even one, two, or two, three of them have gone into excuse losses for full year. Again, those does not say to say that it's an excuse for me, but it's an industry right channel.
Mr. Joshi, may I request you to rejoin the queue, please?
Mr. Joshi, one more thing at the last, because time here time is not sufficient. You can reach us directly, and we will explain you in detail. Thank you very much, Mr. Sumit, because time is not allowing us to explain you in detail. So you can reach out us directly. There is no problem.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Keyur Low, from an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. So as you said, like you are focusing more on the B2C business, right? So can you briefly explain the strategies on how are we going to capture this segment? And especially if you could highlight how we have increased our dealer network or in any new states that we have added for this product.
So, yeah, Vikas here. So, for B2C business, obviously the increase where we have to do is improving the dealer strength and the employee strength. So, with respect to dealers, we have, along with Sudarshan Plus Best Agro, close to more than 10,000 dealer network which we have presently. And employees, we have hired more than 120 people last year. So, and these are on-roll employees, and also there are something called field assistants, which are off-roll employees. These are close to 1,500 people which have to go and meet the farmers day in, day out. So all the investments, most of it has been done in FY24, all with respect to farmers, field staff, employees, and dealer network. So this year will be the result or the return which will be coming out from these investments.
Got it, sir. And if you could, a follow-up question on that is, if you could give some brief idea about what are the EBITDA margins on the B2C segment versus the B2B segment side of the business.
So for B2C business, last year obviously is a separate year because the season was not good. Otherwise, more or less, according to us, the EBITDA margin for our B2C would be close to, say, 23 or so, and For B2B could be say around 16-17, giving us an average of 20% EBITDA, which is our prediction.
Got it. And sir, just it's not a question, just a suggestion. Like, so I have been an investor in the company for the past 2.5 years, and I've been following the investor calls and all, right? And every time we come up with a guidance for the year and the projections, but we have not been able to meet these projections. So I understand that a lot of it is because of how the industry has played out over the last 2 years. But given that you are in this business for the last more than 10 years, right? So you already have some cyclical nature. You already know that this business is a bit cyclical in nature and a bit seasonal as well, right? So if you could just, you know, take these factors into account while giving projections, right? Because a lot of individual investors like us, right, we do our due diligence, but we also buy on a lot of things that you say, right? So when these things are not met up, we feel that, you know, the projections given by the management is always on the very optimistic side, but it hasn't been played out that way. And second suggestion was that, like, how the after the quarter three results were, which I feel weren't that great enough as well, right? So I was actually expecting that the management would have another investor call, but at that time you did not have an investor call. And given that I have significant stake in this company as well, right? So, like, all such kind of things, you know, makes investors like me to, I mean, there are a few questions that comes about the management and the practices that we are following. So these were just two suggestions that I had, and I hope that you will take this into account.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. And this is well taken care. And your suggestion is really absolutely correct. And definitely, sir, well taken care. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll take that as the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vimal Kumar from Best AgroLife Limited for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you, everyone. We are excited about the future of Best AgroLife Limited. Our commitment to our quality, innovation, and farmer satisfaction remains unwavering as we continue to push the boundaries of what is achievable in agriculture for the prosperity of our farmers. If you have any further questions, please feel free to ask our investor relations team after this, and we will definitely revert you in time. Thank you all for participating today. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Best AgroLife Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.